Good morning and welcome to It's Your Money. I am David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney with law offices on Route 9 in Summers Point, New Jersey, and part of the It's Your Money Hour.
And I am Jean Isley, the other part of the It's Your Money Hour. Welcome this morning. We've got some technological issues going on, so just bear with us. I think it's going to be fixed by Tuesday, and we'll be back on the FM air. But right now you're on the AM, joining David Thierman in studio. This is
yes.
a rare treat, David.
Yes, we're all here today, Jean M. Isley.
But not next week.
No, I'm here next week, too.
We're here
for weeks. I'll tell you something interesting. So last weekend, well, and then we'll get to all the news and lots of situations, but I bought the Wall Street Journal, the weekend edition, in Florida last weekend.
Right.
I just went to Wawa. And I bought the Wall Street Journal edition this weekend.
Okay.
Well, last weekend in Florida, they had a magazine. Guess what they had in New Jersey this week?
What?
The magazine, a week later.
Really?
Yeah. So it's interesting. The publication, the Wall Street Journal magazine, if you want it a week earlier.
Go to Florida.
Go to Florida. Yeah, I was like, I think I've seen that. It was a week ago.
That's
Meanwhile,
crazy.
Yeah, so on more serious news, breaking news, everyone gets up this morning.
Yeah.
You see the headlines across the world. You have a situation here where the United Nations was going to supervise a rogue regime, Iran, that could have nuclear weapons, that tortures its own people.
Nations,
47 years ago, captured the American embassy, held them hostage. Sends drones to kill men, women, and children in Ukraine, terrorizes all the countries in the Middle East. So sadly, the idea that the United Nations is going to keep a rogue country
in check,
how's that working? So it's a sad situation, but it's sort of like Lindsey Graham from South Carolina. It's a chance of a lifetime. To take bold action. Very sad, and you know, that we come to this, but that you would have the Iranian people, the Persian people, have a chance to be free and have a country of their own and not a dictatorship and a country terrorizing the Middle East.
It's a very sad situation. And you know, you look at the dictators around the world, they took care of Maduro, so Venezuela is starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train.
And hopefully Cuba,
exactly.
Yeah. Then you'll have the countries that are dictatorships, Russia, China. So I looked at the different headlines. I had to comment. I mentioned to Jeannie, there was a lady, I didn't read the article, it was the top of the New York Times article, questioning whether Iran's a threat to humanity. Or to the United States.
Well, when they declared death to America.
Death to America. And what they were going to do is, I heard they were going to send the New York Times writer to Iran as an American to see how life is. And then also to Ukraine to catch the Iranian drones to see if Iran's a threat throughout the world. And the answer is, it's a threat throughout the world. And if you don't believe it, try going there.
Yeah. Who would want to?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be. You'd be done. So we're here, and we just, for a second, we want to just say that our troops, and anytime you have these situations, it's heart-wrenching.
It is.
And we sit here, but you can imagine the families with soldiers, men and women there. So our thoughts and prayers are with everyone this morning.
For a safe return and a successful mission.
Yes, yes. So we're all there for you. We'll keep you with breaking news on the news of the Middle East. And what's going on with Iran. Hopefully this, and I do feel confident, I don't think anything works out as expected, but I think it will work out here, and I hope and pray for that and our soldiers and our country. And meanwhile, just keeping you up on the news, meanwhile you have the horse race. That's like, you know how you have the Kentucky Derby? Well, you have the horse race. That's the people. That's the galloping.
Oh, I thought it was a guppy.
Yeah,
in the water.
I got to work on the galloping. Is that galloping?
No.
Not working well. Okay, so I'll have better galloping.
We had horses as children, so I know the sound of galloping.
Yeah, see, I had ponies on the boardwalk. You rode the ponies, okay?
The plastic ones.
Yeah, the plastic ones. Or the birthday parties. Years back, you could do it on the Atlantic City Beach, Wildwood. So I think there were Steve's ponies, different
yes,
ponies.
Steve, he's out by us.
And I think they go
port.
Like this.
No.
So you have the
pony. That sounds like somebody chugging
a bottle
of beer.
Yeah, you have the pony race, but it's really a thoroughbred race, okay? And the race is, what state do people leave most, okay? And someone said, well, it tends to be blue states, which Democratic states raising taxes. And look, some people will say, I think it's a good idea to raise taxes and to move to those states. You can, okay? So, but historically, and from a financial and tax perspective, the answer is it doesn't work.
Right.
Everyone will say, I think it's a good idea, and then they leave.
Yeah.
Okay? So the number one state is California. Okay? So we're not in the top three, New Jersey. So, yeah, not yet. So, but we have a new competitor because it's always California, Illinois, and New York. Okay? So the idea is if you want to have a moving company, you want to set up operation in California, Illinois, and New York, but only provide one-way trips because everyone leaves. They're not going back.
That's right.
So we got California, Illinois, and New York, and there's someone close on the heels. New Jersey's in there, but there's another close competitor coming up. You hear the galloping?
No.
And what state is that?
I don't know.
Massachusetts.
Oh?
Massachusetts. So you got to give the politicians of Massachusetts credit. Everyone's getting the heck out. How many people? 700 people a week.
Wow.
700 people a week. So, Jeannie, after the radio, I'll be taking up my car to Massachusetts and helping people move out.
And charging them.
And charging them.
Okay,
so you make
good.
Money on the weekend. Holly's going to help me.
I don't
Where are
think
they moving
so.
From? So Massachusetts, okay? So Massachusetts lost about 180,000 people, 150 to 180,000 people over the last 5 years. So, by the way, what has Massachusetts done the last 5 years? Raised taxes
Raise
throughout
taxes.
The roof.
Yeah,
yeah. The number one highest estate tax, who's it go to? Drum roll. Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but guess what? They've all left. You can't tax people that have left.
Well, the problem that we were talking about before is that, you know, they vote these people in and then they flee the state and then they go to a more favorable state and vote these people back in. So I don't understand the thinking, the thought process.
People don't really, you know, it is if you really knew and people aren't informed.
Just stay the heck where you are. Don't screw up another state.
People don't know, Jeannie. People don't know. Like I'll see this, okay? I don't want to name names, CNN. So I'll look at, and it'll have articles about people traveling or moving to different countries around the world, okay? So it'll say, like, maybe the cost of living, you can live here, you live there. And people start thinking, gee, maybe I'm better off outside the United States. You know what the answer is? You're really not. And here's why. Ready? We'll do a country a week. You know how they have, I think they have, like, Stanley Tucci travels throughout Italy?
Yes.
By the way, my wife's from Italy, came in her 20s. Guess what she does?
What?
If she sees it, she picks it apart. You know, he's wrong on this, this, and that.
Oh, really?
Like, yes. When we go to an Italian restaurant, you know what my wife says?
That's not real Italian.
And the words are conjugated wrong. Everything's misspelled. Okay? So she's a tough critic. So my wife, whether it be a travel show or the Italian menu, it's just how she is. You came from that country, she's going to tell it how it is. So I figured we'll do the Travel Channel each week, and we'll tell it how it is. What's the first country that comes up? Spain.
Oh, boy.
Okay? So the good news is it could be worse, okay? It's a famous Jewish saying because over the generations, Jeannie, Jewish people move from country to country to country.
Right.
And a lot of
migration.
Times. So, yeah, a lot of people, you know, it's weren't so welcome. So they'll always say it could be worse. So the answer is it could be worse at tax time. You're paying your income taxes now in America, right?
Right.
Or, you know, every other year. What the heck?
No.
No, you have to pay every year, right?
Then it's for sure.
Yeah, otherwise I'm going to get a saying. I'm going to have an accountant call me and say, my client said, Mr. Thierman, you just have to pay your taxes every other year. That's a joke.
That's a joke.
That's right. You have to pay it every year. And why don't you pay double this year so you don't have to pay next year?
Well,
no, you pay
some
every,
have done that.
Every year. Well, if you think your taxes are high, so Spain has a socialist economic, okay, system. I think New York City wants that, okay? So how are the taxes in Spain compared to the United States? Income taxes. They're 50% higher.
Is that right?
50% higher. But plan B, you can't get enough, even at 50% higher, if you're running a socialist economy. You need more money than that, okay? So not only do you need to control people during life, you need to tell them what to do at death.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So estate planning in Spain is very unique, Gene. Your will controls, guess how much? One-third.
Your will controls
one-third. One-third of your estate. And the government controls two-thirds.
Are you kidding me?
No. Here's how it works. Ready?
So much for people wanting to be expats in Spain.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to be an expat in Spain. It's called forced inheritance.
Wow.
The politician tells you how your money goes. So it's interesting. When you do your will, you sign your will for one-third, and the government does a will for two-thirds of the rest of your money. Here's how it works. Ready?
Do they take it or how?
Here's how it works. So when you pass away, and the key is not to pass away in Spain, okay? When you pass away, let's say you're married, your children right away get one-third equally. If you have a child who's in jail, a child you haven't seen, doesn't matter. All the children get one-third equally, okay? And you can't change that.
One-third divided among themselves?
One-third amongst the children equally. Okay. The other one-third, the wife gets to use but not take it all because she just has a life interest in it. Then that one-third also goes to the children equally.
What if she spends it?
She's limited to an extent of you have to use it. The children could challenge her.
Oh, my gosh.
But the idea is all your children are equal. They can never be unequal. You have a child who's on the right path, the wrong path. You're close to a child you're not. And meanwhile, your spouse doesn't get, she gets the right to use one-third, doesn't get the other third. The final third, so one-third to the children equally, not your spouse, one-third to your spouse to use, and you have one-third you can do by your will.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. People will say, you know, how bad is it? The answer is you don't get to do a will. They tell you how to do it.
That's
by the
amazing.
Way, most European countries do this.
Wow.
And what's interesting, how does that happen? You would think, like, how can someone tell me how I leave my assets when I die? Well, my wife is from Italy. When her nephew is here, you know, I mentioned, you know, it's unusual. The government tells you how you should leave your money. So how you justify a system, and you don't, you know, if you don't think about it too often, he goes, well, this way the families don't fight. If a politician tells
you. So he's okay with that.
What's best? He's absolutely okay because he didn't know. He doesn't know any other system.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's the heartbreaking situation because a lot of times, Jeannie, it's the same way. Like someone might say, you know, I love the toll roads. Well, if you traveled out of New Jersey, the answer is you wouldn't love them so much. You might have them, but you don't like them.
Right.
The fact they raise the tolls, the gasoline, and then they say they're trying to keep inflation down. Well, of course, the supermarket prices are up. Just because...
But the tolls are raised by the
right.
state and the gas right. tax is imposed by the state.
So I was going to say, like you said, Jeannie, it's just because it is that way doesn't mean you have to agree or be acceptable
right.
to it. So the idea that politicians in Spain control two-thirds of your money isn't a good idea.
No,
so the good
all.
News is, and this is the drum roll for the estate planning, excuse me, in America, is you get to do a will... And it's 100% of your assets follow your will. The only wrinkle is if you're married, in most states, including New Jersey, it's called an elective share.
Right.
It's a little bit of a calculation, but essentially, your spouse is entitled to about one-third. So you can do your estate planning documents, your will, without your spouse. And you could give two-thirds to your lover and one-third to your spouse.
That's nice.
That's uplifting for the holidays, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
So how much can I leave my lover? Two-thirds. How much my spouse? One-third.
Unbelievable.
You know who did that? The politician with the lover thought of that. Yeah. I'll give double to the lover. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'll get a call from every politician, Mr. Thierman.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Or they'll rush in and give it two-thirds to the lovers. You know, these days, you never know what goes on.
David.
A lot going on in Washington, but we're Trenton, I guess.
It's crazy. A lot it's going crazy. On with the markets, too. And, we're I was talking gonna, about seesaw.
Yeah, I've got to get back to...
reality.
And good news.
The other reality.
Yeah, my wife will call me Dr. Doom, so she'll say, would you let Angela's... Or Angela, would you... Angela would say, will you let Jeannie give out all the good news and keep the listeners, David?
Well, we've had good news and bad this week. We've had a rocky road, but it seems that some of the Magnificent Seven are no longer held in magnificent status in that calculation of NASDAQ positions. But, you know, we'll see different categories over the years. One segment leads, one segment is a laggard, and things are going to be fine. You know, I was reading this weekend... Or this week, several different. I've never read just one set of research. I like to kind of shift the dial, if you will, and see who's saying what and who's been right most and who's not and who's just talking to hear themselves talk. So it's been predicted. It's a thought that the interest rates for the first time in several years were under 6% on mortgage rates now. Which is a beautiful thing. It's going to start to loosen up the real estate market if we can get these hedge funds to stop buying up properties and selling them. They rehab them and then put them on the market and drive the prices of the marketplace through the roof. It's kind of an unfair situation. You know, it doesn't give the little guy who's out there trying to work hard and have the American dream realized with home ownership, doesn't give us much of a chance. So you're starting to see the government wake up, and you know they don't want to see it happen either. They want to see housing. They want to see existing home sales perk up. They want to see new home sales. They want to see new construction. So in order to do that, bring the mortgage rates down, which they're doing, you know, the cost of goods you're going to start to see some reduction in the cost of goods, especially foodstuffs, because gas prices are going down. So when gas prices go down, there goes the cost of getting the product to the market. And, you know, again, you're going to see laggards. You're going to see some parts of the marketplace start to perk up faster than others. But the good news is they're in the perking up mode. So that's encouraging. And, you know, the new cars and, you know, it's funny. My lease is coming up in a month or so, and they're calling me left and right about what I'm going to do. Do you want to renew it? Do you want to buy the car? Do you want to...
I was going to ask you, Jeannie, are there any cars even... Each year I see less and less cars made. Less and less models.
Less and less models, yes. And I know Lincoln has done away with their sedans.
The smallest car.
Yeah.
They've done away with... I've always had a Lincoln sedan. That's done. Which means I'll just keep it forever and ever. And my wife has the smallest SUV, the Corsair.
Oh, she did get a Corsair? Yeah. I had that, and then I went to the next one up.
They stopped that also.
Right.
So now you have a choice of, which car will Gina Isley get?
I have the Lincoln Nautilus, and I like it. It's just the perfect size for me. You know, it's not too big or too small. And, you know, when you can parallel park easily, that's when I determine a car is good for me.
And there's plenty of room for David to sit in the back seat, so it's wonderful, Jean.
Yes, yes. We're going to start strapping him to the roof. What do you think, Holly?
I was wondering why you got the roof rack.
Yeah,
I was a little concerned.
The weather's breaking, David. You'll get some fresh air. No, but, you know, I do like the Nautilus. It's a great vehicle, and... we'll see. I don't know. I haven't done anything about looking at pricing yet, but, you know, talking to the people at the dealership, you know, there's so many moving parts and fixing cars and getting things repaired because of the cost of the computers and all the sensors and this and that that they didn't have in the 50s and 60s. So it's interesting, but we'll see. I'll keep you posted on what I'm going to be doing. I don't know if I'm going to buy or lease another car yet. We'll see what the interest rates look like and what I feel like.
We'll keep you up to date. You know what? So our listeners over the years, it's interesting. I would take my car to work and it would sit in the parking lot. Because once I get to work, Jeannie, I'm there. I eat lunch at the office. And the girls, they're allowed to have lunch every other day, Debbie and Kim.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah. They ask, you know, David, it's like you had lunch yesterday. No, they get lunch every day.
Yes, they do.
But I eat lunch in... So a lot of days, my wife just drops me off at work and takes the car. So you know where David is, at the office, not going anywhere. Yeah. So once in a blue moon, I'm in early and a client will, I'll book the early appointment. And when I say the blue moon is, there won't be a car there because my wife dropped me off. And the client's like, oh, I was looking for your car. It's like, no, I have a commute. My wife drops me off. It's like the school kid.
Yeah, I get dropped off at school.
I get dropped off at school. You get dropped off at work.
And I'm allowed to leave when she picks me up.
Yes. We want to remind you your phone calls this morning. And it is, as you know, as we said, breaking news. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on in the Middle East. Our thoughts and prayers are with our troops and those in harm's way and for a successful mission. It's Gene M. Isley, David R. Thierman. The phone line for our hour, this hour, It's Your Money, and also my law office in Summers Point. Who does it best? Gene M. Isley does.
David's law offices are located on New Road in Summers Point, Center City, Summers Point. And you can reach him during the week. He's in all week this week. We're just jealous, David. That's all.
Once in a while, I sneak to Florida. But I miss you when I do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. No. You know what? The two of us, I think we've put in enough decades to warrant taking some time for ourselves and our families.
Well, I was in Florida last week. You know what I did? The snow was coming this week. Well, I flew back early to join the snow.
Yeah, you did.
I came back Saturday and I was shoveling away.
Boy,
I'm sorry. Telephone numbers.
It was brutal. If you want to have your documents reviewed, you want to have them created. How many people don't have wills, powers of attorney, living wills? And boy, I'll tell you, if you had a slip and fall and your spouse had to sign for you at the hospital, that's not that easily done if you don't have the proper documentation. Powers of attorney, general durable powers of attorney with gifting language. And that's not just I have the right to make gifts. It's that I have the right to take assets out of my spouse's name. So very, very important document. In my mind, it's the most important document you have while you're breathing is the power of attorney. The living will just puts your family in charge instead of doctors in the hospital. And the will, you're gone. You know, these are just your final wishes. You're already gone. But that power of attorney is very important. So you can reach David at his office to make an appointment at 609-653-6003. And then if you want to catch us here this morning, we'll have another half hour coming up on the bottom of the hour news break. I don't know if you want to hang in and listen or go get another cup of coffee and keep it light and airy. It's there's enough sad news out there in the world. So we could just pray for our troops and for the success of this mission. And it sounds like they're doing a good job so far, but that's only what they're letting the public know. So if you want to talk to us this morning, you can reach us here. 609-927-1100. And by the way, the FM station's been off the air. It'll be back on beginning of the week, so we're on the AM station. It's been crazy. This weather has just wrought complete and total havoc. And, you know, our tower is not that secure to begin with. And you get a good flood tide and you have problems. Yeah, it's crazy. So we've got some great technical guys here at the station, and we applaud their efforts. So if you want to join us this morning, 609-927-1100. Go get another cup of coffee. We'll keep you posted with what the news is during the break. You don't have to hang around and listen. And by the way, we report the facts, not our opinion. So we'll be right back with more of It's Your Money after this short break.
Good morning and welcome back to It's Your Money. I am David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney, law offices on Route 9 in Summers Point, New Jersey, and part of the It's Your Money Hour.
And I am Gene Isley, newly retired.
Gene M. Isley, newly retired, but let's get her up every weekend to
That's
come
right.
to the radio.
That's right. Go for it. And we're going to go right to the phone lines with Ralph calling from Long Beach Island. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning. I have a question about the money that the state is returning to some of the people for tax freeze.
Property tax or tax. They take the money and then send some back.
Right.
Go ahead.
Now, that is that considered now income, and we have to put it in our tax return saying...
Right. In other words, you have a separate sheet when you see your accountant. You should ask for your homestead, your property tax freeze.
Yes.
That's the good news. You want to know the bad news? Drum roll, Gene. Guess what the new governor announced? Now, I'm not sure how I understand this. It was the same party, so I don't get into politics, but Governor Murphy was saying how wonderful New Jersey's doing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what
Governor
he's
Sherrill
reading.
Came out before the budget speech. She's preparing everyone. She said, we have a grim situation. New Jersey's overspending. Shocked, Gene. Are you shocked?
I'm shocked.
Shocked. The politicians are spending more than they told us, and we have a problem. Shocking. So guess what? The concern is, and it's across the news, is that all the property tax relief and other relief in New Jersey is now going to be questionable. So we're going to be looking at the budget, but all of a sudden, the new governor, well, now she's not the new governor-elect, she's the new governor. She hits it on the nail and says, we have a big problem in New Jersey. So the good news is, yes, you have this property tax break. The
First
bad news
all,
is...
First of all, it's not news that we have a problem in New Jersey.
Yeah, we have a spending problem in New Jersey. I'm shocked. So in the next couple of weeks, we have to look at the budget coming out. But yes, you should fill out when you see your accountant. Also address the anchor, the property tax freeze, the homestead rebate. But the reason you send the money in and they send it back is so some years they don't have to send it back. Okay, I'm sorry to say.
Nobody can make this
up. So I can't give you the tax news, but it's concerning on the New Jersey level. And again, my wife calls me Dr. Doom. What's the good tax news in New Jersey? There is none, Gene.
None.
Okay, thank you for the call.
So I have to consider that as income.
No, your property tax break, it depends if you itemize, typically not. You probably get a standard deduction on your federal, which means you would not have to declare your property taxes at break as income on your federal return. Do you see an accountant?
Well, yes, I will be.
Yes, you should be fine. Okay. You're not working, are you?
No.
Okay. So unless you itemize significantly, you should be A-okay. So it's not so much David will be income. The answer is what I'd be getting this tax break in the future from New Jersey. And the answer is, drum roll, maybe. Thank you for the call.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
It's confusing. Nothing can be just black or white. It's crazy.
There is a way to reduce your property taxes.
Don't work.
No, you move to Delaware. Yeah. So, David, if I move to Delaware, this is paid for by the Division of Tourism of Delaware.
Right.
How much do my property taxes go down? Oh, 90%.
Yeah.
You want to reduce your taxes, move to Delaware. So what I see a lot of times is I see a lot of people like they get those blow-up boats. Yeah, they live in Delaware and they just paddle over to New Jersey for work.
That's crazy.
But it is interesting. You have to know. It's sort of like we said. You know, all seriousness aside, or all silliness aside, no, you don't realize. In a country like Spain, 2/3 of your estate goes by how the government tells you. Mm-hmm. Your will controls 1/3 of your assets. People in America would be shocked. Well, you always have to stay on top of things because property taxes, Delaware and New Jersey, dramatically different. In Rhode Island or Massachusetts, ready for this? You know how you pay property taxes? You pay property taxes on your automobile.
That's right.
Each and every year. So the answer is, are the politicians going to make my life easier? What's the answer to that, Gene?
Well,
not so easy.
Not so easy.
Who's going to make your life easier?
Read the brochures.
You are. And then I have to ask Gina. She had a good question or good point earlier. You had mentioned the Magnificent Seven. Mm-hmm. For our listeners, what that's basically the technology stocks.
The big technology stocks, yes. NVIDIA, Palantir, Tesla were among them. There were seven, then they added eight, one more to make it eight. Then they took one away, and now they're falling out of favor. So there's been a run in them. And, you know, everybody's focusing on AI, and these are the stocks that are, I guess, the most prominent in the AI arena. But, you know, again, there's been a shift. And just like everyday life, things shift. And so they've had a nice run, crazy run in some cases, and now they're backing off. So, you know, do you run from these stocks? Not necessarily. Just know what you're invested in and know what's in their pipeline and what they're doing, which you should before you invest in anything. Do your research. You know, you've got to do it yourself unless you've got an advisor doing it with you. And that's when you make the decision as to is it appropriate for me?
And you diversify. Because
you do diversify.
The world. There's always events you can't control.
That's true.
And there's events that, you know, people don't necessarily foresee. And like you said, Gene, whether it be the energy, the electric stocks, the energy stocks went way up because of the use of electric. Who knew that 5 or 10 years ago?
Even 3 years ago. You know, it's crazy with the amount of energy that's needed in the AI arena. And it doesn't help. You know, I do like what's coming out of Washington. They want the AI companies to create their own electric so that they don't tax the, not tax financially, but tax the effort of using individuals' electric power driving the costs up.
Yeah, we have these AI centers for the electric. I saw this ads, Gene. For people like these people that use Peloton bikes or whatever, you know, they're stationary bikes, they're going to be outside the AI centers. Yeah, they're going to have
They're going to have people on stationary bike
classes,
bikes.
Yeah,
gerbils
outside
and
the
wheels.
AI centers to generate the electric. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, David. Yeah. And we read the same gerbils.
Yeah, it was a slow estate week, okay?
Very.
Yeah, otherwise I look at, you know, New Jersey, I look at, you know, what's in the tax news and across the headlines, the governor setting forth that New Jersey has a problem.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if I heard that before the election.
No, of course not.
No, I thought Governor Murphy left saying everything was great.
Yeah, everything's rosy, balanced budget.
A month or two later, there's no balanced budget. We're overspending and going to go broke.
Yep.
Shocking.
Shocking.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know who's better at budgeting? Yourself.
Yep, you are.
The taxpayer.
That's right.
You know what comes
in the door. You know what goes out the door. You know what you have to have coming in the door to cover what's going out the door. You don't borrow to cover your expenses. And if you do, you're doing it wrong. Not something's wrong. You're doing it wrong. You can't spend more than you have. Just because you have checks in your checkbook doesn't mean there's money to back them up.
And what'll happen, Gene, like you said, is, look, you know the situation. You've been here for years in the Northeast. The tolls don't go down.
That's the gas
tax doesn't go down. You know, you'll see the gas price coming down. That's not thanks to New Jersey. Yeah. New Jersey raised the gas tax. Okay.
Yep.
Pennsylvania has the second highest gas tax. They're falling behind in the horse race, by the way. California is way ahead, but Pennsylvania's trying. They have the second highest gasoline tax. And
now the new thing with the tolls, have you seen that? There's no more toll booths. It's now automatic, and if you don't have Easy Pass or...
The good news, you don't have... This is good for tourism,
okay?
So if you do not have Easy Pass, and people think like, well, everyone has Easy Pass. No, they don't, okay? Most states do not have Easy Pass. So if you drive in a little bit from the west, Ohio or different states, how much would you pay if you don't have an Easy Pass? Well, the $5 toll would be $11. They double it and add a dollar.
Wow.
So guess what? The idea of driving in to the Northeast and paying double the tolls plus a dollar. The answer is, well, we won't have to worry because none of those tourists are coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea is if you do not have an Easy Pass, you come from another state, you want to visit, spend money here, you can't because your tolls are double plus a dollar, the $5 toll is $11. Actually, they're concerned that people are going to try to break into a car with Easy Pass so a tourist can get around and drive with the Easy Pass.
Oh, my gosh.
No, that was just a dark humor. I want to remind everyone, you're listening to It's Your Money. And Like, somehow when my wife says Dr. Doom, I was like, Angela, there's no good tax news, okay? There is good estate news, as we said. In America, you can leave your assets any way you want. Not in most European countries. The politician tells you, and we like Spain where you get to leave one-third in your will any way you like. The government tells you what to do with the other two-thirds. Called, by the way, forced inheritance.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, forced inheritance.
You know, people say, oh, I'm going to move to another country. Pardon me, I don't like the president or I don't like the whatever. So they're going to move to another country in their retirement years. Well, unless you're doing all your research, you may be making a mistake. You've got to understand the estate tax laws. You've got to understand the inheritance tax laws for these countries. I know of people who have moved to Spain to retire because they like Spain and they think it's going to be more favorable for them. But obviously, they didn't read this particular.
No, by the way, there is no estate in Spain to worry about. Remember, you get to do one-third because your income taxes are 50% higher.
Yeah.
And where are the income taxes highest, by the way, on the middle class? Because there's more of them.
Where's that?
In Spain. The 50% higher rates are mostly on the middle class because you have to tax the middle class and get as much money as possible. But if you want to be a politician, you would love Spain because you control a lot of money and you get to tell other people what to do with their money when they die.
Oh my God.
So if you love an ego, okay, and you love power, the U.S., you get some power. No. Spain, you get a ton of power. You want to feel like a king and play with other people's money and also tell them what to do with their money when you die, you become a politician in Spain. Did I tell you what I'm doing next week, Gene?
You're running for
office. Yeah, I'm running for politics in Spain, okay? My ego's running amok. By the way, I'm going to get calls. Spain is a beautiful culture, beautiful history, but you don't want to live there, okay?
No. Well, aren't most of the European countries, aren't most of them a little challenging?
Most of them are very challenging. People don't realize. Yeah. My wife's from Italy. Okay, Italy's a beautiful country to visit.
It is.
And last I heard, she hasn't gone back. But, you know, look, every day it's we'll let you know if my wife left me and went back to Italy. That'll be next week's show, Gene.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well. So on Wall Street, let me ask you. So you're diversifying the Magnificent Seven. So do people jump in or do they just keep adding two positions and stay diversified in a market like this?
Well, you have to take a look at everything, every part of your portfolio, because this would be your risky part. And, you know, how much risk do you want to inject into your portfolio? Expose your money too. Do I want to have more steady with bond income? You know, I want to have more steady with utilities or dividend paying stocks. And then I can speculate a little bit, but you don't want to speculate a lot. Especially as we get up in years, you know, you want to be a little more conservative. You want to have some stability in there. You want to be able to rely on the dividends from your portfolio, taxed at a more favorable rate. You want to be able to control your capital gains so you don't buy mutual funds necessarily. You look at exchange-traded funds. And, you know, there are so many things to be doing. And, you know, again, it's what I've done my entire career since almost five decades of this. Looking back and The structure hasn't changed with age. It's, you know, if you're younger, you've got the time to let portfolios perk. You've got the time to let them correct and come back and weather market pullbacks and enjoy market gains. And, you know, the tax you pay, you may be in a lower income tax bracket as you're in your younger years. So your capital gains are going to be treated a little more favorably. But there's no cookie cutter approach to financial positioning or investing. It's whatever you can withstand and whatever you want to expose your money to. Think about this. Now, you've worked, either you've inherited or you've worked your whole life. In fact, the biggest transfer of wealth is coming in the next 15, 18 years. $140 trillion is being passed from one generation to the next. Biggest wealth transfer on the planet in history. And how are you going to handle it? You know, are you going to just respect it? Are you going to gamble with it? What are you going to do with it? And this is, you know, you get into the financial planning world, as I did years and years and years ago, because number one, you care about people. You want to help them, guide them through, give them some direction, give them information. If they want to do some of the choosing and picking themselves, that's fine too. But you've got to have a plan. Know what you want to do, over what time frame, what period of years, Are you a husband and wife? Are you? Do you have children? Do you have multiple homes? Do you have, you know, more inherited wealth coming down the pike? There are so many moving parts to every individual situation that you can't just pigeonhole people into, okay, this is good for you and this is good for you. It doesn't work that way.
I was going to ask you, Jean, when people look at a retirement nest egg, okay?
Right.
Because we're talking about, from a positive side, look, expenses go up.
Yes.
And, you know, it would be whether your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, the cost of bread, the cost of milk. Guess what? History repeats itself, obviously. You'll see the cost of everything go up. And your income doesn't necessarily keep up with inflation, whether it be medical costs, insurance costs, food costs, housing costs. So when people look at what they have as a nest egg,
right?
How much should they be, you know, they used to be, what was it, the 4%
4%
rule?
Withdrawal rate from your retirement accounts.
How does that work?
It doesn't. You know, it's a good guideline. Let me put it that way. It's a good guideline. But, you know, when I was in high school, I worked in a Winn-Dixie in Florida. And, you know, I remember 16 cents for a pound of sugar. Well, I don't even know what it is now because I don't use sugar, but it's certainly well above the 16 cent range. And, you know, just looking at remembering those prices from back in that day and chicken and beef and all of that stuff that, you know, I was involved in the pricing of it. It's crazy. It is crazy. But this is how things progress. This is moving forward, and prices do go up and expenses do go up. Handling, transport, all of that stuff goes up. So what you have to do is, again, you sit down, you have a financial plan. I know Mary Gilbert and Leanne Gray in my former office, this is all they do. They start off with a plan, then you go from there. You have to have a roadmap. Take a look, and I know Leanne has done the analytics for us for 15, 18 years that she was a part of, when I was a part of the team that she was with us. But, you know, she and Mary now are guiding the ship. The analytics, the financial planning is essential. Takes a look at what you really spend. It takes a look at what you really have as income. And now let's take a look at where you are and what you can be doing and how long is your money going to last. The retirement plans, how long are they going to last for you? What do you have to achieve in a rate of return? Can it be 6? Can it be 8? Can it be 10? Does it have to be 10? Everybody's individual. You can't just say the same thing for every age group or every income level. It's all different. You could be twins, married to twins, and you have twins, but somewhere along that lifeline, one of the twins is going to go to Harvard, one of the twins is going to go to community college. Doesn't make any difference. They're still great kids, but the cost of that one twin is going to be quadruple what the other twin is. So it's, as I say, it's not a cookie cutter approach.
And on the estate side, if you wanted to, you could always say, look, my children get assets equally, but some are good with money and some aren't.
Right.
Or someone maybe is good with money till they met a spouse who's bad with money.
Exactly.
So you could
or
say,
they could, sadly, an addiction comes right. along.
So you could have one child gets his or her money outright. The other child gets it over time, receives their assets over time, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. So I know the money will be there for him or her. Or maybe you give them a percentage each year.
Right.
So there'll be something for grandchildren. So in America, you can say outright or over time, you can leave equally or unequally. If you're in Spain, you can't do that.
Right.
Well, you can do it with 1/3 of your assets. In America, you can address 100% of your assets, how they're to be distributed. Want to remind everyone, phone lines are open, 609-927-1100. Gina Misley, if you'd like to come over and spend the day with her, Gene, your home number? No, okay. My law office.
You can't get through the snow.
Yes, you can't get through the snow. My law office during the week.
David's law office in Summers Point, and then our producer's got a question for us. You can reach David in Summers Point. He's right on New Road at 609-653-6003. And the number for the office at Anchor Financial, if, in fact, you're ready to get some serious planning done or started, you can reach them at 454-8930. And we have a Holly in that office, too, and a Rebecca, and they can set you up with an appointment. Holly, what's on your mind?
Here's a fun question. Okay. So if someone has a will created and the assets are distributed equally amongst their children and they decide to marry someone, they have a new spouse in their life, does the will get executed after they pass away, or do things transfer to the spouse, or how does that work?
Well, what will happen is when you get your new spouse, okay, Gene, Holly, or David, so when you get a new spouse, okay, first of all, going into a marriage, you should understand all the situations involved. Now that you're married, okay, so you have the new spouse, could you leave your new spouse all the assets? You could. Could you leave your children from the prior marriage all your assets? You could.
Or none of your assets.
Exactly. So what happens is once, hopefully they've planned that, look, I'm going to have this new marriage, but it's a marriage for love and not necessarily for money. Although some are for money, but it's for love. Then the idea is, yes, hey, if I'm disabled, my power of attorney, should it be my new wife to help me, or it should be my children from a prior marriage? But yes, you would have a new will to address how the assets are divided between the new spouse and the children from the prior marriage.
Could the spouse, do they just assume, if there is a will and you pass, does that get executed, or does the spouse
you have
just
to,
assume?
You're supposed to always have a will. If you do not do a new will, it's considered that you forgot, and your spouse is going to get a, it's called a pretermitted spouse. A pretermitted spouse is going to get essentially half the assets. So if you have an old will to your children, but then you get married, that new spouse is going to get a lot of assets. So really what happens is this weekend, it's a little, you know, the weather's getting a little better. You go out. And the good news is if you meet someone at the bar and get married this weekend, you're also going to be entitled to an inheritance, whether the person does a new will or not.
Do it quick before they sober up.
Yeah, do it quick, okay? So the idea is if I quickly marry someone, David, and he or she doesn't do a will, I'll be a pretermitted spouse. Even though they don't up their will, now that we're married, I get a significant portion. Yes, you do, okay? So it's really like a pickup line. Look, I know we're out here, but if we get married, I get like half your money. Can we just go get married and have a love affair?
Heck, sure.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, it's a whole... By the way, all week someone will say, you know, Mr. Thierman, the humor is...
Yeah.
But those are true. Those are true.
That's the truth. You know, the funny thing is, you know, we're reporting, we try and keep it light and airy, but... These are actual situations.
You can't make it up. Well, it does, you know, Jeannie, like you said, the Wall Street, you know, I picked on the New York Times. They're asking, is Iran a threat? Okay. And meanwhile, they're sending reporters to Ukraine to catch the Iranian drones.
Yeah.
See how that works. Okay. Is Iran a threat to the world? It's been for 47 years.
Right.
So meanwhile, we'll mention how people will say, oh, they'll have travel channels, this or that. You don't know how good you have it. Like I said, can you imagine that you're in Spain and 2/3 of your assets go by how the politician tells you when you die? You would flip. Well, that's why America, which is going to be 250 years old, why do you think everyone came here? For freedom. We're pretty lucky.
That's right.
Pretty lucky. And as we said, you want to lower property taxes, just move in with Jeannie, and you want to lower your tolls and gasoline. She's getting a new car, so
there
that's wonderful
there
with a back seat.
Yeah.
So I've got my plan, okay? Jeannie, I need a ride, okay?
And then all of a sudden he shows up and there's a bike rack on my car.
I'm like,
what's going on, David?
the roof rack on Jeannie's car always concerns me, though, okay? We've been doing this a long time.
A very long time.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what it is? People would say, oh, you've been fortunate, you've done well. No, Jeannie and I could tell you. We would run to the radio Saturday and Sundays, work all day, do speeches at night. It came with a price.
It does. It does come with a price. You know, David and I have been on the air for over 30 years together, and various stations, many stations across the board. We've been up and down the parkway doing workshops and meets and greets and trying to keep you with the latest information. Once in a while, interjecting a little levity, but that is sometimes stronger than others. And David's out there having a party in the hallway. He forgot that we're still on the air. Oh, my gosh. The But the idea is we're here for you each and every week, and we try and give you accurate and current information. And if you need to reach David for, you know, an update on your documents or, well, you know, just have them reviewed to make sure they're okay, you can do that. You can reach him in Summers Point at his law office at 609-653-6003. And I said our office is my former office at Anchor Financial, a Raymond James affiliate, is in Linwood. You can reach them for a review or, you know, just to get a second opinion on how you stand. It's easy to do. Just give them a call at 609-454-8930. And we've got about another minute and a half left of this weekend. Make sure that, you know, you check on your neighbors and your friends and, you know, especially our seniors. They don't, you know, they think they're okay, and all of a sudden it's getting colder and colder in the house and something broke or blew or leaked or something, and just be careful. I mean, we've been able to avoid that, but, you know, it's not without a lot of tending to. And
be grateful for what we have, care about others, and pray and think about
our troops
in harm's way. Our thoughts and prayers are with them, and Godspeed.
Yeah, Godspeed. Please bring them home safely, and let's hopefully that we can accomplish this mission that's been a threat, not just to the United States of America, but Israel, the whole Middle East.
All the Middle East, slaughtering Ukrainians with the Iranian drones.
It's horrible.
Lebanon, Beirut used to be the Paris of the Middle East. Lebanon, Beirut is a mess.
It is.
Yeah, there's one country, Iran.
Yep.
Terrorized for 47 years. So
disgusting.
The fact that something's going to be done is heartbreaking, but it's a
about
chance.
Time.
It's a chance for liberty for many people around the world. God bless.
We want to thank you for joining us, everyone. Stay safe out there. Please watch the ice. And remember your critters, your pets, your yard animals. Be mindful of them. Take care, and we'll see you back here next week for more of It's Your Money.